to the two Mishnahs. The other Gemara says, Ushneim, if this machlokes we have between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, Tanna Kamma, they both argue, Shneim lelim du elim yisertiv, learn out the halacha that sofik tumo, whether it's tomei machmes vade, machmes sofik, learn it out from Saita. That Rabban and Father Rabban hold like this, ki Saita. Tumma has the same halacha like Saita. And Rashi explains, because the pasuk says, vi nitumo, it says by Saita, she became tomei. So a makas shuchas tumma tzucha Saita. Like this, ki Saita. Ma Saita sofiki, but a sofik, the man warned his wife, stay away from this man, and then there aided them that they had to do, they were alone together. So we say, she's vade tomei, that she's also to her husband. So even though we only have a doubt, but we say until she drinks the mayim hamorim that she's vada yosa to her husband. So ma soita sofik hita sofik whether she had this nus or not. The asuk the kavada, the Torah says she's vada yosa to you. So achinam here also, any tumma we have, sofik, even though it's only a doubt, whether when the person went to the mikvah, was the mikvah missing then, or was the mikvah sholim, it's a doubt. Still, the asuk kavada, the Torah says any sofik about tumma remains like a vade tumma. So therefore, it's as if this person did not, vade did not go to the mikvah. So that's what all the tyrants that did is vade tumma. That's the Rabbanan Svar. So what's the question? If you learn it out from Saita, imi Saita, Eina, what am I saying? Ki Saita should be just like Saita. Ma Saita b'shus Rabim Tor, because Saita is only if he had stirish, he's found alone with a man. Alone means in a private place, not in b'shus Rabim. In b'shus Rabim, there's no stira. So Rishus Rabim, she's Torah. So Hokinam Yerosa, if the mikvah was in Rishus Rabim, you have a suffix whether he went, whether it's a good tefillah or not, Rishus Rabim should be Torah. What did the Chum say before that Dame Rishus Rabim, Dame Rishus Yochim, it's Temeyos? Why is it Tomei Vada? If you're learning it out from Saito, there's no din Saito, Rishus Rabim. So Mora says, no, Hokin Yashto, what do I have to do with the other? Hosa Mishum Stiru. The reason why Saito Rishus Rabim is Torah, because there's no Metzias. Saita is only if your wife was found to be alone with that man, it has to be stira. Like Yichud, who stira b'shus rabim lekka, you don't have the stira b'shus rabim. If there are more than three people there, it's not a mokum yichud. But hoch over here, by this mikvah, mishum chosaru. Here the pshat is we have a suffix. Because now when we come to the mikvah only has 39, so it's possible right now. So therefore, whoever went to the mikvah last month, since the last time we checked it out, we have a doubt whether the mikvah is missing or not. So here it's a good suffix. Hocha mishum chosaru. If so, once we have a suffix, the svar is mali chosar b'shus rabim, mali chosar b'shus yochid. That l'chur doesn't make enough gemina. And the way the Ran explains, the fact of learning it out from Saita. We learn out from Saita that whenever you have a suffix, the Torah makes the suffix like a vadai. Here also, l'maisa, we have a suffix. The mikvah is missing now. We have a suffix how it was before. And since we have a suffix how it was before, min ha-sofik, it should be vade tomei. So whereas v'chitay, maybe you'll tell me no. Ha-kos sofetum b'shus rabim tor. There's a clown know that any sofik b'shus rabim, there the pshat is even without a limit from Saita. But some there's a clown, use the chazaka. Why not? You have the chazaka, the mikvah was kosher before. So now when you have a sofik this last month, I should say also it's kosher. So v'chitay, when do you learn out from Saita only a sofik? But here, since you have a chazaka to use, I should say the chazaka says it's not a sofik, it should be vadi tor. The chitayma, a kol sofik with tmei b'shus rabim, his tor, we use chazakas. Only by soita, like in the Rishus HaYochid, that you learn out from soita, you don't use the chazaka. But b'shus rabim, there's no special limit from soita, so you should be able to use the chazakas, it's not even a sofik. So Mora says no, the final answer is, ki vondi katat l'ryusa, the pshat is by this mikvah there are two things wrong with it. First of all, the mikvah is missing and it doesn't have its 40 saw right now, so that's a good reason to say before also was possible. And secondly, the person that goes down to be tovel before he's tovel is tamei. So you have a suffix, but it was a good tefillah, I should say use his chazok, he's still tamei. Therefore, since there are two reasons to say he's still tamei, there we do not use the chazoka. So what happens then? It's a good suffix whether it was a good tefillah or not. Then you tell me you have a good suffix. That's the limud. The Gemara says that Rabbanan learn out from Saita that any suffix we have by tumah, the Torah makes a suffix into a vadai. So we have a right to say it's like yavadai tummy. That's the Rabbanan's for him. Now, if Reb Shimon holds no, ki Saita like Saita, ma Saita just like Saita b'shus rabim tor. He'll learn out no. It's a limud that b'shus rabim Saita is tor. not stam the fact because you could use the chazaka. Even if you can't use the chazaka, it's Torah b'shus rabim. So Akhenami b'shus rabim Torah, therefore Shimon holds, any suffix if this mikvah would be b'shus rabim, and you have a suffix whether it was a good tefillah or not, anytime you have a suffix, it's valid Torah, it's good. So the master question is, so, in what do you tell me that the Rabbanu learned out the Rabbi Shimon was out from Saita, in me Saita, Eima ki Saita, lest I not completely like Saita. That ma Saita b'shus yachet temeya vaday, Saita b'shus yachet is tamei vaday. Maybe Hokanami also should be b'shus yachet is temeya vaday. Chutakash on Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon say here b'shus yachet? It's only Tumen, it's only a suffix Tumah. B'shus yachet you learn out from Saita. Just like you telling me b'shus Rabbi learn out from Saita that's vaday Torah. To learn out that b'shus yachet, that's the chiddush of Saita. That anytime you have a suffix, it's vaday Tumah. See, also this mikvah b'shus yachet, learn out from Saita should vaday be Tumah, not only in a suffix. Tomorrow says, no, what he asked was, one to do the other. Hosa matayya by Saita. The Rabbi Shimon knows the reason why by Saita the Torah said, even the Sonia Suffolk, she only had Yichud found alone with that man. We have right to say, now Shivali live with him. That's because over there, Yesh Raglayan Ladover. There's like little evidence, more or less, to say he really lived with her. Sherei Kinulo, because the husband was jealous, he warned her. Venistra then never found to be alone. So that's a big reason to say that really she had Znus with this man. That's where there we say Minas Suffolk, she's Vada Yasa. But Rabbi Shimon holds, Hawk over here by the suffix of Mikvah, my Raglayim Adavrika. It's only a suffix of doubt. We don't have any real evidence like to say a Svara for sure it was coming from before also. So therefore, since it owns here doubt, it only remains a suffix. So Rabbi Shimon Taka learns that we learn out suffix Tumah for sure from Saita to say it's Vade Tumay, that's only like by Saita will be a Raglayim Adavar. But any time there's no Raglayim Adavar, and then it's only Suffolk Tumay. That's his limit. The where it's a Suffolk Tumay, Rishos Yochid remains Suffolk to be Tumay, Suffolk to be Tumay. Only Rishos Rab, and that's the Machlokes, and Rishim learns out, that learn out from Saita, Rishos Rab, Mitzvah de Tor. According to Rabbanan, no, there's no limit like that from Rishos Rab, Mitzvah de Tor. It's only a Svar, usually Rishos Rab, use Chazokis. But over here, since it's a Tatal of Ryusi, you can't use the Chazokah, therefore it remains a Suffolk. So Rabbanan Svar is any suffix you have by Tumor, you learn out from Saita, it's Vade Tumay. If Shimon holds no, Stam is suffix, Tumor remains only a suffix. Only by Saita, where it's Raglayim Ladover, there I say it's Vade. But not over here. So I'll be your machlekes between Reb Shimon and Rabbanan. Now the Gemara says, Viboisim, if you want, I can answer you like this. Viboisim, Hainu Taim Reb Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon again that he says it's only a suffix term here by Mikvah, and therefore there's a difference between Rishus Rab and Rishus Yochid? I'll tell you, Gomar Soif Tumah Metchilas Tumah. He learns out Soif Tumah means here to Shal if you're ready Tumah, and you go into the Mikvah now to make yourself Torah. From the Loch of Tchilas Tumah, when you have a doubt whether you touch the Shalot in the first place, that Ma Tchilas Tumah, just like at the beginning. If you have a doubt whether you touched the sheretz, not whether you first became tummy or not, that sofak noga, sofak le noga b'shus rabim tor, the law is if you have a doubt whether you touched the tumah not, that we say b'shus rabim yitor, either the reason is because you use the chazoka there, since before you touched it for sure you were tor, so now you have a sofak whether you became tummy or not, so in a sofak we use the chazoka to say that you tor, or else the svaris learn out from Saito. That Saita again does not happen b'shus rabim, because there's no stira there. So b'shus rabim, you remain Torah. So Reb Shimon holds at seif tumah the same thing. The seif tumah is even the case where you were vade tumah, and now you have a doubt if you went down to the mikvah was the mikvah kosher or not. So sofak tofal, sofak leitovah. You have a sofak whether the tefillah you went into the mikvah whether it's called a good tefillah or not. That the lachish still be b'shus rabim is Torah. That b'shus rabim you still have a right to use your chazok, or you learn out from Saito to say your Torah. So that's what Shimon's for to say, even though you have a suffix, whether you made a good tefillah or not, but b'shus rabim, that's the locha, he always Torah. V'rabonon say no. V'rabonon, hochi ashtu, what's one have to do with the other? Hosom gavro, becheskes tayro koi. The Tchilas Tumah, you know why over there the locher is b'shus rabim. If you have a doubt whether a sheretz touched you or not, that you tore, that's because before the sheretz touched you, for sure you'll be cheskes tyra. That's why we say you remain Torah. If so, hot from Gavra Becheskes Tyrakoi, Misveiko Le Machtin and Lev Tumor, because without you don't put down Tumor onto the person. That's the Limud that Minasafik Yitor, Bishus Rabbin. But Hok over here, by this mikvah, Gavra Becheskes Tumakoi. The person before he went down to the mikvah was Vade Tomei. So if Chazoker is to remain Tomei. So therefore the klal is Misveiko Le Machtin and Le Mitumasai. When it's suffered tefillah, even though it was done with Shusharavim, so what? Even though it's done with Shusharavim, and here you can't use Fakert, you can't say it's Torah. Because I believe the Chazakah. The Chazakah says that's Tomein, therefore, whether it's with Shusharavim or whether it's with Shusharavim, Minasotik, we say the person is still Tomein. So Rashi explains this Psham, Iboy Yisayim, says like this. Rashi says, Iboy Yisayim, that Imi Saita, Gam, if you know enough from Saita, Rabbon in heaven, Lamein, Shusharavim, Torah. Now this pshat is not like the first pshat, which is to say, if you learn out from Saitam, then Rishus Rabbim should be torn no matter what. Therefore, this pshat is a lav mi Saitam esimulam migma. We're not learning out from Saitam, but rather the tchilas tumah v'yiskishna Saitam. Only the beginning of suffering, whether you touch the sheretz or not, that tchilas tumah, that's done with the Saitam, whether you should live with the men or not. But Saitam over here, where we know the person was tumah, the Shalva, did it make a good tefillah or not? Here we said lo yiskish. This is not hookish. This is not hookish to Saita. So here we're saying now, Saita Tum is not hookish to Saita. If you came and saw my time with Rabbi Shimon, the Metabish Rabbin, what does he say? It is Torah. So that's the Sora. Rabbi Shimon holds Taka, Saita Tomei is like Tchilas Tomei. So you do learn enough from Saita. The Rabbonin say no, that Saita Tomei is not like Tchilas Tomei. Only Tchilas Tumah we learn out from Saitam. But here where you were Vade Tumah, the self, if you made a good Tfilah or not, we do not learn it out from Saitam. Therefore, does the Klal leave you on the Cheskasai, and before you have the Cheskas Tumah, you still remain Vade Tumah. Now the Gemara asks the question, Umayish Nomi Mavi, why is our Mishnah different than this halacha about a Mavi, about a street? And Rashi says, L'shamipor, we're asking the question now according to Shammai. The Tanan, we learned the Gemara later. It says like this: Ha sheretz shenimtza b'movi. If you find a sheretz, a dead sheretz, in your street, and if you touch it, you become tamei. So look at this: metame l'mafreya. Whoever walked down that street becomes tamei, and the tyrants that he touched are also tamei l'mafreya all the way back. At shiyema badakti es hamovi es devle hoya by sheretz. Although the person has the right to say, I checked out this movi last week. When we checked it out last week, we did not find any sheretz. Therefore, you know for sure the sheretz first came after the last bedika, and therefore it's only tamei from after that bedika, not from before. Or else, oyad shas hakibbutz, till the time when people come to sweep the streets. But I call upon him, even though you only find the sheretz now, we say that all the tyrants that were done through the street of last week is tamei l'mafreya, sechur tekashan shamayim. That Shammai says that Isha becomes Tamish is only Tamish from now, not before. And here we see, we find the Sheretz, where Mahmud Seyuchas Tumah goes all the way back before, Minasofik at least. Samara says, Hosom Nami Diroso, Kivon Dika Shrotzim de Gufay. Listen, there are Shrotzim that come from this Mavi itself, and also the Shrotzim de Yosem Yalma, that Shrotzim come from other places also. Therefore, Ketatlu Yusadami. Here it's worse. Here it's a bigger reisum. Therefore, here the tumah goes back to Mafreya. But now Mishnah Beshamai holds is not such a big reisum. Therefore, we leave the Isa Becheskas Tyra to say that she's torn to Mafreya only from now on. So up until now, we had one shot in Shammai that the reason why Shammai says the Isha is torn to Mafreya is because we leave the Becheskas Tyra. Isha Becheskas. All these kashas here we see we don't use chazokas. So you have to come out a whole different type of terutzim. Now the Gemara says no. The boy said, if you want, I can answer you like this. That haynu taima de Shammai. This is the reason why Shammai says that kol hanoshim adayin shosan hoyu v'isha mageshas b'yatzma. Yodas for, listen, when an isha sees dam, she feels it. So therefore now the pshat is she's feeling the dam is coming out now. So that's why we said the dam only first started to come out now and not before. Because if the dam left the makor, left the womb before and got stuck in the canal there, she would have felt it before. So since she didn't feel it up until now, we say for sure the dam did not come out before, but rather first start to come out now. What's this for from Hillel? Kesvua, Hillel holds, she thinks like this, that Hagoshas may raglayim hoya, that really she felt something coming out before. But at that time she just thought it was about the meraglayim, the urine coming out. She did not realize it was dam. So therefore we have to be afraid, even though she first sees the dam coming out now, then maybe really the dam started to come out from before. So now the Gemara is still, on the Shama Yika Yishana, what's going to Anisha that's sleeping? Anisha that's sleeping, she doesn't feel it. So if she sees dam, she wakes up in the morning, why are we afraid to say that maybe she saw in the middle of the night? And she wasn't maga, she didn't feel that she was sleeping. So why do we say, kol noshim adayin shoson, we should be afraid when they're sleeping? Samar says, no, according to Shammai Yishonanam, even though she was sleeping, agav tsaro misaro, because of the feeling of the pain of the dam coming out, that would have woke her up. So since she slept through the night, that's a proof to say also she did not see dam before it came out from now. So the Mor says, "Me did have a gracious meraglim, just like meraglim also." Then Anisha would wake up if she is matam meraglim in the middle of the night. She feels it. So in the dam also, she would have woken up. Since she did not wake up, that's a proof to say she did not see the dam before. So therefore, there's no questions. All the Gemaras before there, it's a sroz in chazok is by tumu u'machmir. But over here, there's a new reason according to Shammai that she knows for sure she did not see the dam before because she did not feel it. Samar still asks, "I will eat a shaita. What do you do with Elisha? That's a fool. A shaita, like she does not know how to feel it. She's not magish to feel the dam. Says so, she should be tamal mafraya." Samar says, "True. Moide shame b'shaita. The shame agrees on Isha. It's a shaita. She does not feel it. That she'll be tamal mafraya." Samar says, "I ho kol hanoshim katoni. It says kol hanoshim mashm every single Isha, even the shaita also." Samar says, no, maybe kol anoshim means pikhois, only smart ones, but not a shaita. Samar says, if so, listening noshim, let it just say the word noshim. Why does it have to say the word kol anoshim, which must be every single one? Samar says, no, would have just said noshim, that wouldn't be good, because Shammai wants to teach us, la fuke midi Rebbe Lezer, not like Rebbe Lezer shita. That we'll have later in the next Mishnah, the Yomer Rebbe Lezer holds, that abo noshim. There are four ladies that are dying shosan. There are four type of ladies. When she sees them, we say she's only tamei from now on and not from before. So, and the sulai not more. That's from Lezer Shita. Here's Kamash Lon. Here Shammai is teaching us now that kol hanoshim, all ladies, it means all pikhais, all of them, when they see them, they're only tamei from then on and not from before. Now the Gemara is, I v'ikut samim. There's a parsha of Kesa means not that she sees the dam coming out, but she finds a spot of dam on her clothing. So we say she's tamei, and there the Gemara is going to say later, we'll have Rashi brings down that the Gemara in Haroya Kesa Madaf Nun Vav says that via metamal mafreya achet yoma badakti chelik zecholik zeh. So she sees dam on her clothing now. We say she's tamei all the way back until the last time she checked out her clothing. So the question is why? Let's say that since she didn't feel the dam coming out before, she should be tor before, only from now onwards. So Mara says, if so, lema, let's say, tanan ksamad lukashamayim, maybe that mishnah that says later, that when she finds a kesem, a spot of blood on the clothing, that she's come even the mafreya backwards, that's not like shamayim. So Mara says, no, omra baya, I'll tell you, moide shamayim b'ksamim. Shamayim agrees that by ksamim, when she finds dam on the clothing, here it's different. But the same way she found the dam now, we have to be afraid maybe the dam was there from before. My time, what's the reason? It's like this. The tzipor lo nisaska, she was not oisik in shechting a bird. She wasn't oisik in dam. B'shuk shotabokam oyover, she did not go through the street where they shecht there, where there should be dam flying around. If so, hay dam hechiyosa, where did this dam come from that she finds on her underpants? It must be it came from there. So therefore, even though right now also she's not magishit, so therefore a manashach. Why should I say it came out now? I, the same way she didn't feel it now, I could say maybe it came out since the last time she checked the clothing. A few days ago, whenever it was, a day ago, since the last time she checked, I have a right to say maybe it came out then. So therefore on ksamim, even Shammai would agree that she's tamei l'mafreya. So Rashi explains that the question was like this, that according to Shama, he says an ish always feels the dam that comes out. So every ksamim, she did not feel the dam coming out. She only finds it on her clothing. So according to Shama, I should say that should be a throw to say it did not come out of her, but rather came from someplace else, from a bug or someplace else. So why do I say some mistamei? According to Shammai, should be a svara, since she did not feel the dam coming out of her body, I should say it did not come from her, but it came from someplace else. That's the Gemara's answer, no, that here we're talking about she was not Isaac, like we have no other place to say where the dam came from. Because if we would have another place to say where the dam come from, then Takashi's Torah, that's the Gemara later, we're told her by Ksamim. But over here we're talking about that Ksam mistamei is where we have no other place to say it came from. Therefore we say most probably, like for sure, it came from her body. Just we don't know when it came out. So therefore here Beisham would also agree that she's Tomet Lamafreya. So this is the second reason of Beishamai, that the Svar is an Isha's Magrish, she feels when the Dam comes out. Now, Iboyisam, if we want to give you a third reason in Beishamai, Iboyisayma Hainu Taima Beishamai, because the Misa, the Heve Dami Kora, if really the dam came out, left her makor, left her womb before this, heavy osi, it should have come straight out. Why did it get stuck there? What keeps it back? So therefore, it's a sort to say that since she's first seeing the dam now, it first came out now, it did not come out before. So that's why here we say she's only tummy from now on and not from before. Vihilul, if so, what's Hilul Svar? He says, yes, she is tamla mafraya. I tell you, Vihilul holds that koisle beisarechem amidu. He'll know that even though the dam left the makor, left the womb, it could be a day ago or 2 days ago, but in between it got stuck in the coastal, in the walls of the womb, means outside the vagina, outside, that's where the dam got stuck there. And it's first leaving the outside of the body now. So even though she first sees the dam leaving her body now, we have to be afraid the dam left the makor, left the womb, maybe a day ago, and that's when she comes from the midiraisa. So therefore, she's talking lemafreya minasofik letyrus. So metama all the tyrus, she's talking lemafreya. Now v'shamay kais lebeisarechem lemukmidam. He holds no that the walls of the beisarechem does not hold back the blood. If the blood would have come out, would have left the makor, it would have come straight out. It does not get stuck there. So that's the machlokes beishamay and beisilu. So more is the question: if so, that's the svar of shamay that the dam should have come straight out before already. If so, Mishameshes B'moich Ma'ik L'Meima. Let's say a lady that has a right to Mishamesh, means she puts cotton in the mokum over there and she leaves it there. So if so, maybe the cotton held the dam back from coming out. So in the case when Isha has a right to stuff herself there with cotton, then I should say that even though she sees dam now, maybe the dam really came out from the car a while ago. And the reason why it didn't fall all the way out is because the cotton kept it in. Samura says true, Omer Abaye, Abaye Taka says it's true, that Moide Shama Shama would agree, B'mishamesh is Tameich, that Anisha that's Mishamesh leaves cotton inside her, Ataka she's not Tameich, she would be Tamalim Afrayim. By now we would say, even though we're first seeing the dam now, but we have to be afraid, maybe that dam really left the Makar a while ago, and it got stuck with this cotton, that's why it didn't come out. But Beshamis that says she's dying shos, that's when Isha that does not have a moich or cotton stuck in there. Rav Amar Rav says, moich nami no, Shama would agree even by wishes wearing cotton there, that she's still Torah Lamafreya. Because even cotton, agav zeya, because it sweats there, it's very sweaty, is mechavitz, it shrinks. And therefore, if the dam would have come out a while ago, it would have come straight out. Now the Gemara says, the Rav agrees though, that the moich dochet, in the case where she put it very tight in there, dochet, she stuffed it cotton in there very, very tight, then he also agrees to say that even though she first sees the dam now, we have to be afraid of Mafreya, the dam also came out, and she would be tamei le Mafreya. I'll call upon him, lechumim midrabonim, for the loch of Tyrus. So, kids, we have a few terutzim why Shammai says his aloch adapter here, dain shostin, and not by other places, not by mikvah, not by archavis. Now the Gemara says, what's the difference between these last terutzim we just got finished saying? So Gemara says, ma'ik will all be a difference, ben hani lishni laheich lishna, all these last terutzim, whether they're special svaras by nidus, or it's tam is svar, the shamay also holds, all over holds, that leave the isha becheskasa, what will be a difference between these two terutzim? So Gemara says, yes, ikah, benayu, The question, the difference will be, is lemir mirchavis or mikvah or mavi? If you could ask those questions, that how come by mavi we say this tamal mafrayim? How come by chavis it is tamal mafrayim? And how come by mikvah tamal mafrayim? That lahach lishmik leminu. According to the first parents of Shammai that he holds, you leave the isha b'cheskosa. You could ask this for a good question. How come over here b'Shammai holds you leave on the cheskosa? And how come all these cases we say it's tamal mafrayim? But lahani lishni, according to his last terutzim, lek lemimri, can't ask any questions. All over, you do not use the chazakam. But here there are new svaras that b'Shammai holds, Anisha would have been magish, would have felt the dam coming out. So since she did not feel the dam, that's why she's tore. Or else the svaras of dam would have left the makor before, would have went straight out. What doesn't take us time. So those are the svaras of b'Shammai, you cannot ask any kasha from chovius, from mikveh, and from mavi. Now the Gemara says, the b'mai ikra ben hai lishna leich lishna. What's the difference between these last two terutzim with the svar and agosha, or whether it's a svar that the dam it should have come out right away? Certainly, Abaye ika meich. According to Abaye, not kamina is a meich. Venisha uses a meich there, which should become tamil mafrei or not. If you learn this svar, it's because the dam should not come, should have come out before. Where there's a meich, it can't come out before. Therefore, it's tamil. But the svar, she's magish, since she wasn't magish, and echnami should be tor, should be tor. L'Rava, according to Rava Yosef, even by a moich, also she's tor, because the dam should have come out. Ika moich brachot, there'll be enough kamina where the cotton was stuck in there tight. See, if the reason of Beishami is because of Hagosha, she'll still be tor l'mafrayim. But if the reason is because the dam should have come straight out, here would say she would be tamei l'mafrayim. The other one says, Tanya, have a proof, ki hai lishna, like this lishna of Beishami's svaris, that the Emisa Behevi Dam Mikorev was really true, that the Dam left the Makor before, Mikorev Hevi Yossi, the Dam would have come out before also. Since the Dam first came out now, that's a proof to say, first now the Dam came out. What's the proof? Because we learn like this, O Manloi Hila L'Shamai, Hila said back to Shammai, that Iyatamoida, don't you agree to me, the Kupa, this basket, Shenishtam Shabot Tyrus, Bezov Yizu, if you are putting truma in one corner of this basket, you put truma in, you took truma out, and then v'nimtza sheretz b'zav yisacheres. Then later you find there's a sheretz on the other side of the basket, the side that you are not using, shetayres harishonis tameis. That we say most probably when you put those tyres first, like really the basket is tamei, because you have a right to say the sheretz was there way before, and the sheretz was metama the basket, and now the basket is metama the truma. That's what they still ask Shammai. So you see, even though we first found the sheretz there now, we say that most probably the tumah was there from before, and the tyrus that you working there before is also tamei. So you see, we put the tumah back on Afreya. So how come you Shammai says in the Mishnah that kol anoshim is dayin shosim? That's what they still asked Beis Shammai. This amaloi that Beis Shammai answered back and said, Avul tzaka true, I agree to you. I agree in this case that the tumah would go back to Mafreya. In the case of sheretz, that the tyrus are tummy. So they still asked, O my heifers ben zuluzu, what's the difference? Why by Ishir do you say she's tall of Mafreya? And hereby this tyrus, this basket, we say it's tummy of Mafreya. So Beishami answers back and says, Lezu yesh lo shalayim. Over here there's a shlem, there's a bottom to it. Lezu ein lo shalayim. But over here there's no bottom to it. You just say by the basket that there's a bottom to it. So that's why the sheriffs did not fall out of the basket before. So therefore you have a right to say that the sheriffs that you see there now was always there a while ago. And therefore the tyrus that you used before on the other corner is tummy. But over here by Nisha there's no shalem, there's no bottom to her. Meaning to say that the dam comes out, goes straight out of her. So therefore now she sees dam. There's no reason to say the dam was there from before, because if the dam really came out before, it would have come out of the body right away. It would have came out of the body right away. So you see, that's Beis Shammai Svara. So it's right to his first to his last Svara here, that the reason of Shammai is because if the dam would have come out from before, it would have left the body right away. Rava says no, that time of Beis Shammai Mishum Bita Piri. Rava says a new reason now for Beis Shammai. The reason why Beis Shammai says that the Isha is Tor L'mafreya, because otherwise a person would be afraid to live with his wife. Because if you can tell me now, if Yilchus Tyrus, that when she sees dam, l'choshev that maybe the dam was there before, that any tyre she touches then becomes tamei. So then the husband then would not want to live with his wife. He'll be afraid that even though he does know that she saw dam yet, but he has to be afraid maybe dam really came out of her already, and it's still in the kosher beis rechem. So since for tyre, if dam would be the din by tyres, then the husband would not want to live with his wife. So because of that, the shami holds the rabbanon did not make any chumrah to stop to make a tumah l'mafreya.
The other Gemara says, Tani Nami Hochi. We learned also the way Rava says. Yes, we learned like this. Omar loy Shammai lehilo. Shammai said to Hillel, in Cain, if so, the way you're making this chumrah now to say that for Tyrus, she's Tami l'mafreya, in Cain, but how to pronounce you from the period of Rivia? You're going to stop ladies from having children. In other words, like we just said, the husbands are going to be afraid to live with their wives because they're going to be afraid maybe really she's a nidam, maybe the dam already left in the car and she just didn't see it come out yet. So that's what Shammai asked back to Beis Hillel. Now the Gemara says, so the Chur, there's a good proof, like Rava, that that's the reason of Shammai. So Gemara asks, Oman de Tani Yahan Lishna, the one who knows like this to Pshat, Ho Tanya Ki Heich Lishna, I will learn like the other Lashon. Come down, we just brought now two proofs. So the Chur is a Kasha. One Pshat Mashma Beis Shammai holds as far from the top to the inferior of Rivia, and the other Pshat is before that he holds, because the Dam should have come out. The Yemisa, the heavy Dam Mikor, heavy Yossi. So Chur is a Kasha. Like, how can you bring it right to both ways? Which one is Emes? Samara answers like this. Hossam over there, Hillel hu de Ketoy. Hillel made a mistake in what the real Pshat of Shammai is. The Pshat is like this. Who saw it? Hillel himself thought that Tamai de Shammai, what should be the reason why Shammai says she's only Tamai from now on and not from before? The Yemisa, the heavy Dam Mikor, because it was really true that the Dam came out from before, heavy Osi the Koi, the Dam should have come out. So that's what Hillel thought of Pshat and Shammai is. And therefore, the Komakchilei Kupa. Therefore, they still left the Kasha from this Aloha of Shalayim of a Kupa of a basket. So that's why they still left the question. And the Yomalei Shammai, Shammai answered back to Basil like this, that really, time of the Dimishim Bitta Fear of Rivia, really my reason why I say she's Tolam Afraya is because